We have this teleseminar on the topic of high impact practices that professionals can help parents adopt now. And in light of the enormous stress and uncertainty of this past year that's impacted both parents and their children, it's a very timely topic. I'm going to introduce myself briefly and four main ideas behind the hand-in-hand approach. So hand-in-hand is an incredible resource for parents, but also for professionals working with parents. And we bring lots of tools, both free on the website. There's wonderful things. So explore the website if you haven't already. There's tons of free articles. There's teleseminars like this one, a Facebook group, access to a blog with lots of parent success stories. It really helps. And for professionals, we offer an 8-week professionals intensive that the four of us who are presenting today are the instructors for. So there's four main ideas behind our approach. Number one, parents need and deserve support for the emotional challenge of parenting. Parents can build that support and have much more success meeting the needs of their children and their own needs with that support. Number two, children are born to feel connected with us. And this sense of connection is what they need in order to learn behavior goes off track and they signal to us for help. And number four, when we foster laughter and play, avoiding tickling, set limits without harshness, and support children to have good, hearty cries and tantrums. It helps children feel more fully connected to us and helps parents strengthen and build the parent-child connection. We can help parents build those connections. So just a brief introduction of myself, and then I'll let Rob and Pam and Mike. So I'm Shelley Macy. I'm retired now. I taught 12 years teaching young children directly as a preschool and Head Start teacher. And then I taught 27 years on the faculty at Northwest Indian College, where I created the degree program for early childhood professionals and also a parenting program that I incorporated the insights of hand in hand in almost every course in the program. And of utmost importance in my life, I'm the mother of two adult children, the stepmother of four, and the grandmother of nine wonderful human beings. And then Maya, or Pam and Maya, and
I'm Maya Coleman, and I am the new program director at Hand in Hand. And previously, I was a clinical child psychologist in private practice in the Washington, D.C. area. I worked primarily with families of young children, so birth to six, and I was doing lots of home-based work, bringing the hand-in-hand tools to families at home, and also did quite a bit of collaborating with area preschools with teaching teams, you know, program-wide to bring the hand-in-hand tools into early childhood communities. And my background, my clinical background is actually in trauma treatment for infants and young children in particular. So I'm really glad you've joined us today. I'm really excited. I think we're going to bring some very concrete, useful tools your way.
So I'm a hand-in-hand instructor. I live in Santa Rosa, California, which is about an hour and a half north of San Francisco in the United States. And I came across these tools when our children were, they were sort of, you know, 8, 10, that age. I felt like I'd found gold. It completely transformed my parenting, all my relationships, really. And I've continued to use them in my work with parents and families and bringing these tools to school settings. And I also am one of the professionals intensive instructors, and I am a certification leader for people who want to really immerse themselves in these tools and bring it into their work. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to be here because I love talking about these ideas.
Pam Otis is a pediatrician in Ohio and is a part of the ethics team there at that hospital. And she's worked with families and children for over 30 years. And she has been a hand-in-hand instructor. She and I both got our certification about the same time in 07 or 08, something like that. And she has a wealth of experience working with families directly as a primary care physician for children and families.
because in working with our families and you know, people we work with over the last year or so, we were really seeing challenges with parenting and with parents feeling supported and able to support their children well during this particularly difficult time. And we actually noticed that the WHO, the World Health Organization, had published guidelines, tips for parenting during COVID-19, during this past year. And in fact, two of their top recommendations in parenting and in buffering children during this time of potentially toxic stress were to spend daily one-on-one time with your child. They suggest 20 minutes. And to reduce isolation and parent stress, they suggested that parents find somebody to talk to about what they're thinking and feeling, and then to listen to that person in turn. And it was interesting because these two connection strategies are really core hand-in-hand tools. And hand-in-hand offers a way to actually set up and structure this kind of one-on-one time so that it's especially powerful and possible for a parent to incorporate into, you know, their regular family routine. Hand-in-hand calls this tool special time. And hand-in-hand also offers a way to structure an exchange of listening time between adults so that it's especially powerful and ensures good emotional safety for people. So we call this tool a listening partnership. And today we wanted to teach you these tools so that you can pass them right along to the families that you work with and really help them figure out how to actually incorporate these suggestions, these recommendations into really a whole range of family situations. So Hand in Hand helps parents incorporate these two tools that we'll be talking about along with three others into their regular parenting life. And parents can use good help and support to do that in regular times, but it can be especially challenging to think about using these tools in the context of life over the last year, where families have been undergoing just so much stress and roles are changing, and often parents are now children's, you know, everything. They're parents, they're teachers, and people are with each other all the time. So it can really feel impossible to think about building in this kind of time if you feel like you're not getting a break. Or you're having, more than one child with you all the time. And, you know, the isolation of this time can really be hard to break out of and to figure out how to connect with other adults. So what we wanted to do today was really give you a good introduction to these two tools and a picture of how people have actually been using these tools in all kinds of situations where, you know, time or energy or resources may be really low and stress really high. So first, I'm going to introduce the tool of special time, the one-on-one time with between adults and children. I'm going to talk about the components of it. And then we're all going to share some examples of how people have set up special time in their families so you can get a lot of good pictures of what this looks like. And then actually Robin is going to introduce the listening partnership tool, and we'll all share how families we work with have incorporated this tool into their regular life. And so we really want to help you feel confident in offering these resources to the families that you work with. And also as a follow-up, we'll be sending you links to resources that you can share with families, if they're interested in exploring more. So first, I'll describe the way that Hand in Hand helps parents structure this recommended one-on-one time. And You will find pretty widespread agreement that one-on-one time is important for children. And most parenting programs, you know, support this kind of time. But I really love the way that special time is structured, the way that we structure this kind of time. And I think there are some specific elements that actually make it especially effective and efficient. So I'll talk about all of those. So special time is a period of time that an adult spends one-on-one with a child following their lead in play. And it can be any length of time. It can be 5 minutes, it can be 25 minutes, but the adult decides on a length of time that they have, and they actually time a special time with it, with a timer, with an external timer that's going to go off. So it's timed, and it also should be named as a different kind of time than hangout time, or, you know, you're just spending time together. You can call it special time. You can call it kids rule time. You can call it, you know, Mary and Mama time, or but it should be labeled as something specific and labeled when it's happening. So during this time, the adult is really just following the child's lead in play. You're basically just trying to set aside many of the agendas we often have during our time with kids. So we're not scaffolding their play. We're not teaching them things specifically. We're not, you know, working on their cooperation. We're not evaluating, you know, what they know. We're just following their mind, their interests, their play. And we're communicating our interest, our attention, our caring, our happiness to be with them. And so actually one thing that I often suggest parents do during special time is to not ask anything in the form of a question. And this really helps us as the adult sort of keep our mind focused on what the child is thinking and doing, rather than kind of asking them to respond to something we're thinking about, or you know, to go in the direction we want to go in. And this is actually really hard, because we spend so much of our time when interacting with kids asking them questions to show, you know, we're interested, to show we care about them, to, you know, to interact. But when we don't do this, this creates a really amazing kind of oasis away from the times that they're having to kind of follow somebody else's plan to figure out what someone else wants from them. And instead, they can just enjoy having your company and following their own mind, their own interests. So kicking off this kind of time with a child is pretty simple. So you just announce, hey, we're going to do this new thing called special time. And that's when you and I will be together and we can play whatever you want to play. And I have 15 minutes. I'm going to set my timer. All right, it's special time. And you just put your timer in your pocket and you try not to even ask them, what do you want to do in special time? Because that implies they have to pick a thing, or it has to be coherent, or, you know, it creates some kind of demand. And actually what makes special time special is your attention. And like really so many different things can happen in special time. So I'll say something actually about the name special time, which sometimes makes people feel like it has to be some super exciting and amazing, you know, thing, and you're doing these super duper connecting activities. Like, it can happen that way. Things like that do happen in special time. But really, it's actually your presence and your attention that makes whatever is happening special. So there is not some big demand that some fabulous thing has to happen in special time. And actually, not too long ago, I spent an entire special time with a child flipping coins because he was wanting to learn how to flip coins. So that's what we did for 15 minutes. And that was an incredibly powerful time around a pretty simple activity. So anyway, your job in special time is just to pay attention to them and follow their lead, to play, to do what they suggest, to try out things. You can think of yourself as even being a sports commentator, like, oh my gosh, that tower is getting so high, or wow, you're racing those cars super fast. You're interested, you're commenting on things. And the other part that you're doing when you're offering special time is to just kind of lightly notice what pops into your mind during special time, because you will likely have all kinds of things pop up, you know, like, oh, I need to fold that pile of laundry, or I'm worrying about this or that, or I hate playing whatever game we're playing. And it's good to just make a mental note of those thoughts, those feelings that you're having, and sort of set them aside and, you know, return your attention to paying attention to your child. And we'll be talking about the peer support tool that you can actually use to support you in your experience offering your child special time. So help for what comes up for you, what's hard during that time. So then that's just what you're doing during special time. You're, setting limits, obviously, on, you know, super unsafe things. but you're trying not to set sort of other limits in special time. You're just really making room for kids to go with what they're wanting to do. So when your timer goes off and special time is over, we suggest you just say something like, you know, hey, I had a great time having special time with you. We'll do this again. If you know of a time, you can say, you know, we'll do this tomorrow, or we'll do this over the weekend. And I'm going to head off now and start dinner. It's like you close out special time. You let kids know very explicitly that, that special time has ended and the timer has gone off and you had a great time with them. So what will happen is you may get a whole range of reactions at the end of special time. And this is a really powerful time too, where your child has just had this good feeling of your presence, your attention. You've just really built that connection. They've gotten all the good stuff about connecting with you. And they may use that sense of connection to get some help with the feelings, about times when things felt hard, when things didn't go so well, feelings about other transitions or separations or times they didn't get to be with you. Those feelings will bubble up, and they may have big feelings at the transition out of special time. And this is often discouraging to parents because they felt like, oh my gosh, I just spent all of this good time and now things are a big mess. But this is really important time and really just potent time where you can be offering really good support and healing. And we have another tool that you can offer parents to help them anchor their children during this time. It's called Stay Listening. And we're not going to talk about that too much today, but we will send you some resources that help a parent during these periods of high emotion, whether that's at the end of special time or other times. But you can suggest that the families you work with build in a little buffer of time after special time, so maybe 5 or 10 minutes before they actually have to do the next thing, so that they can listen to their child and anchor them with whatever is sort of coming up during that time. So anyway, that's the general structure of special time. And I'd love to open things up to our team here so we can share how parents have incorporated special time, you know, into their lives during challenging times. So let's see. Robin, do you want to kick us off there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about one mom who shared with me that because you don't go into the vet, at least in the United States, because of COVID, you drop your pet off at the door and they take the pet in. And so what she's done is that's when she does special time in the car with her child. And so it's very creative. I thought, good for you. You're sitting there waiting in the parking lot and it's special time. And so what they've done is that her daughter wants to, you know, maybe it's worldwide, I don't know, where James Corden drives with somebody and they sing while they're driving. Well, that's what her daughter likes to do with her. She gets to sit in the driver's seat and pretend she's the driver of the big van. And they do special time where they sing really loud the song. And that's their special time. So that's very creative. Vet time is special time.
Excellent. Let's see, Pam or Shelley, I want to share. There are some ways people have used special time.
This is Pam. I hope you can hear me. I got on the phone. Is that working?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. We can hear you.
Great, 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 great. Sorry about that. So yes, I have a niece who had a baby born right before COVID started, and I've just been able to be in touch with her by phone, interestingly enough. And she has used a special time with her now 1-year-old son, just paying attention to him in her home. She and her husband are both working from home. It's extremely stressful. And she said, this is so simple, but it's so satisfying and so rewarding. And she follows him in play, the simple play of a first it was an infant, and then starting to crawl, and now he's holding on furniture and cruising around. And after I'd listened to her long enough, she said, oh, but it's so boring. It gets so boring doing the things that he likes to play over and over again. And she laughed and laughed and laughed. But with this awareness that her enthusiasm and her willingness to go with him and stay with him shifted the tensions of the day for her and for him, that he, as he felt more connected, was more relaxed and more flexible as the day progressed. Shelley?
So while we wait with Shelley, I noticed a question popped up, but I can't get back to the chat where Jenna, I think you asked a question, is this like yes days? And where you say yes all day. And I think one thing about this is that it's certainly we say yes as much as possible, but this is a very short, distinct amount of time. Let's see. Oh, somebody wrote in there. Yeah, it's shorter. And, you know, I know for me, when I started doing special time, even 15 minutes felt way too long. And there's lots of reasons for this. You know, but to make it short, knowing that you've got a lot the time for the ending, the separation feelings that are going to come up, but also because it's very hard for us to pay attention in this way for that long. But a very short amount of time makes a difference. And for most parents, adding this to their day already feels like it might topple sort of the juggling act they've done. So to know that you only have to sort of say yes and play Barbies for 5 minutes can really help a short amount of time to begin with as we build the muscles for paying complete attention in this way.
That's such a great example. And sorry, I wasn't unmuted. I wanted to share about it because something my daughter figured out. Her children are in first and fourth grade, and she teaches science and math. And they were all in school from home, on the laptop or on the iPad. And so what my daughter figured out was that if she did 5 minutes of special time with one child while the other had 5 minutes on the video game or the audiobook or whatever they wanted that they could do alone, and then switched and did 5 minutes with the other child, she had built enough connection that they could get through the morning or the however long it was till her first 10-minute break, probably an hour, and then handle whatever came up. It was, she said it was amazing the difference it made once she was a week or two in and realized, oh my gosh, I've got to do something. The special time can be just that short, but can just invest this tremendous connection into a child, and then you're on the same wavelength.
And I remember appreciating, as a mom of three sons, two adopted and one foster son, that that idea that I was getting 5 minutes to look at them completely freshly, as if I'd never met them, that this was a fresh look to pay 100% attention to them and really be able to immerse myself in who they were that day, which, you know, as we all know, is different than it was the day before.
So actually, that's a pretty good segue into the next tool that we wanted to talk about, which is listening partnerships and kind of how parents can build in support for themselves for, you know, offering this kind of time to their children, to coping with the feelings that come up during that time or all of the other stresses that are happening for people these days. So Robin, it would be great to hear from you about Great. Listening partnerships.
Great. And you can hear me?
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Yeah. So as you've sensed, at Hand in Hand, we're just completely committed to helping parents develop this, really the support that they need and they deserve. And one primary way is through listening partnerships, which is an exchange of listening with another parent as support for the daily experience of leading your family. And now, of course, for all the added current pressures of isolation, fear, financial struggle, around-the-clock parenting and virtual learning. And as a professional, you know intimately what parents are facing right now. Parenting is hard work, deeply emotional work. And me, as I'm sure you did, as a parent, I want to bring the very best of myself to my family. But for all of us, you know, small or big stressors occur in every family's life. And now this unprecedented pandemic has deeply impacted and disrupted family life as we knew it. And one of the biggest issues for most of us is when we don't respond to our children in ways that we choose. Instead, we respond in ways that deeply concern or even horrify us. And most of us have pretty clear ideas of what we liked and what we didn't like about the ways we were raised, what we want to do differently. And we can generally know how our parents responded to us in moments of stress by the behavior that pops out of us at times of great intensity and strain. And I remember being on a call with someone, it was in a group, and this mom said, "I don't know why, but I find myself, I'm swearing at my kid." And she said, "I don't swear in my life." And as she sort of, you know, felt the pain of that and the sadness of doing that and the horror of watching the look on her child's face, she went, "Oh my gosh, that's what my mom used to do." So out popped that behavior when things got hard. So listening partnerships are the antidote to these behaviors that leave us distressed and guilt-ridden, and, you know, the antidote to feeling isolated and cut off from all that gave to us pre-pandemic. They provide a sense of community, which is what all of us lack at this time when we have to go it alone. you know, because of lockdowns and quarantines. We weren't meant to live our lives socially distanced from one another. So now we use FaceTime, texting, Zoom, group chats to connect with one another. And we talk from the bathroom, from the car, the garage during a short nap, out in the laundry room on a quick walk, or out on the deck like Pam today. Creativity is required. I'm thinking there must be sunshine for a moment in Ohio. So you go outside. Can Grandpa FaceTime with the kids for 5 or 10 minutes so you can unburden your mind with a listener? Because all of these thoughts that race around in our minds unspoken hour after hour, they're rough on us. And they can just, they can really defeat us when we're giving our all to in every area of our life. So how do we set this up? The basics are you find someone to talk with where you can really say how it is, especially when it's less than ideal. You share what's going on freely without the concern of what will this person think of me. Or if that's what's on your mind, you get to say that. The time is yours to use however you want. When your time's up, you thank your partner. And then you listen as your partner takes their turn. And it could be 3 minutes each. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 12 minutes. You know, imagine what a luxury that is, that many minutes of uninterrupted thoughts. The beauty of listening partnerships is that they're free. They can be by video, phone, or text, and they can be any amount of time. And since Hand in Hand is an international organization, you might find a listening partner who, you know, shares a primary language as you, or who's awake, you know, for their day when it's your night and those thoughts are racing around. So you share this time, you return to your parenting role with a greater ability to connect with your children and deeply listen to them. So this is the essence of a listening partnership. What's said is confidential and not referred to again by the listener, because this will ensure safety and trust. Yes, this will feel awkward at first, but it's a very worthy journey. As a listener, your job is just that, listening. You don't need to problem solve. You don't need to fix. You don't need to commiserate. Your full attention is the healing factor. You decide on the amount of time. You split the time equally. You set the timer while one person talks or cries or tantrums or gives that lecture, tells about the fears that are keeping them up at night. And then the other person shares. So there's lots more details and guidance for these in a booklet and a self-guided course that Hand in Hand has available if you want to introduce those to your to somebody in your work as a way to learn more. Because we heal in relationship. The human mind can't exist alone. And we all have bits, small or large, of unresolved emotional stress from our childhood. And these incidents, they're held in the brain in a different way than experiences that were more ordinary. And this is what often trips us up as parents. Like the mom who was swearing. We can know this is the case when reactions or feelings erupt quickly, almost like a volcano, in response to our children's behaviors or a face they made at us or their words. And it was interesting, just this morning I saw this little meme come up and it said, trauma makes you confuse the past and the present. And, you know, here we can talk about big T trauma or even little T trauma, little events that didn't sit well with us. So, and parenting is just uniquely able to ignite unfathomable love in us and murderous rage, sometimes just moments apart. Of course, the pandemic has compounded all of this. So for all these feelings, these very same feelings, to be listened to with warmth, respect, time, no judgment by a listening partner, this is the path to integrating them. And this relationship with another adult over many years improves our ability to sort of understand and integrate our past and then choose our behavior and our present so that we can be fully present for whatever our children are bringing us. And a parent you're working with might think of someone in their lives who's a good listener to approach, you know, to set up a listening partnership, or Hand in Hand has Facebook groups to find a listening partner and a Google group for those who want to go about finding someone. So, and our goal is for parents to maybe develop many listening partnerships and really build that community over time, because this is the village we all need. We're not meant to do this alone, and we can get support in this wonderful way. So let's give some examples of how parents have used this tool. Maya, can you think of anything? Shelley, Pam?
Yeah, so I actually have been supporting a parent who has connected up with a group of other parents on just a little WhatsApp group, and they actually post on that group if they are looking for you know, a few minutes here or there to be able to kind of offload some tensions that are arising, or if they've had you know, a particularly you know, active special time, or things have come up for them, and so they can actually just put a little note in their group chat and say, "Hey, anybody you know, want to swap 5 minutes?" And so, you know, there are ways to do this where you are planning out, you know, you are planning exchange of listening time with people, but it can also be really helpful to, you know, to set up times where you can kind of call in on the spot listening time. And I think particularly as people's schedules are so, you know, it's hard to find little chunks of time. So if you have a group where you can, you know, be reaching out and get in a few minutes at challenging times, that can be really, really helpful these days.
Thanks, Maya. This is Shelley, and I want to share that I've been leading one of the professionals intensive groups, or a couple of them this quarter, and it has been just lovely. I've had people who are in Scotland and Bulgaria and Lithuania and Nevada and Massachusetts, and they're all parents and professionals. So people have figured out how to, it was great to have so many different time zones to choose from. Sometimes people choose their own time zone, or sometimes a time zone that's different enough that they can actually get, you know, their time that they are free of work and childcare and parenting responsibilities. And two of the women in the group have been parenting and want to get back into the workforce by doing parent support groups or returning to their work as a social worker. And so they have used their listening partnership time both for the puzzles that they're working on as parents, but also to gain courage and confidence and to think through the kinds of things that they're doing as professionals returning to the workforce. So it's been lovely kind of hearing about their journey when I check in on how the listening partnerships are going, which is something that we do when we're teaching the professionals intensive.
I can also share another quick use. So over this last year, I have been leading a support group of pod leaders. So, teachers, young women who have been leading a small group of children, either in distance learning or, or a separately set up pod school. And so I have been running a support group for leaders of those pod schools. And it's a very isolating experience to be running a little pod, and the kinds of colleagues and support that you may have, built in regular times are not available. And so what those people in my group have figured out is times, during the day where they could either step out or the kids are involved in a different activity, just for a few minutes to exchange some listening time on the phone. And they also exchange longer listening times, not during the pod day, the school day. And that's been amazingly helpful. And then these 2 or 3 minute check-ins, really reduce the kind of isolation that people are experiencing, just being with their pods. So that's been really neat to see. So I'm aware of our time here and wanting to move into letting you all know about how you can get some additional training in these kinds of tools that you can offer parents, that you can make available in your practice, that you can use as professionals in your own life, in your own family life. So so Pam, would you be able to share with people about some upcoming trainings? Pam, can you hear us?
She got booted off and was trying to get back on. I'm not sure if she...
All right.
Why don't you go ahead, Maya, because it...
Okay.
She can't. She's having trouble with Uber.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, so one of the ways that we support parents and help parents in learning, learning more about these tools is we offer an introductory sort of starter class. It's a 6-week class where parents can join and can learn all of these tools. We offer a similar course for professionals who are interested both in learning about these tools and in thinking about how to bring these tools to the parents that you work with, or into your practice, or into whatever work situation you work in. And that is an 8-week training called the Professionals Intensive. And we offer the Professionals Intensive 3 or 4 times a year. There's an online classroom with videos, with readings. We focus on learning these tools and experiencing them for yourself. And then there is also a weekly mentoring call where you join three or four other professionals in a group call where one of the four of us is your mentor on that call. And that gives you an opportunity to ask questions about the tools and what you're learning, to share your experiences with other people. And also to have an experience of the listening tool in a group setting. So this is really, I think such a unique part of the training that we offer. It's actually very different than just, a regular continuing education training. You really have this experiential piece where you are exploring this support tool and getting support from other professionals and from your call leader. We have a professionals intensive coming up. It's starting in April. We would love you to join us. We will be running call groups at different times. Each of us will be taking, at least a call group. And if you are signing up online, we've actually included a link in the chat box where you can find out more information about the Professionals Intensive, sort of what we're covering each week, what it looks like. There's a link in the chat box, but we'll also be sending a recording of this call along with links to resources that we mentioned, and there will be a link there where you can also explore the Professionals Intensive there. I love leading the Professionals Intensive. The combination of people who end up in the call groups, it's an international group oftentimes, and that's just fascinating to be able to support people in all different kinds of work settings in all different communities across the globe. It's really fascinating, and I think just such a unique and great experience. So I hope that you will join us.
But I too want to say leading these and getting to meet professionals from around the world and learn from you, watch you learn from each other as we share our information from hand in hand, and watch my personal life improve and see this body of information get distributed to more and more families who really deserve it. So, yeah, I look forward to meeting some of you.